a child, and a computer. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, a child and a computer. A child is a dynamic being, filled with life, enthusiasm, energy, and power, filled with the attitude that anything goes. And a computer is a device that has been created by some of the richest, fullest, most magnificent minds the world could ever know. And the computer is created to do everything. It is created not like another human body, but like a vehicle for the human body to express its magic. Just as a painter has his easel and a sculptor has his marble, and just as everyone who expresses their talent in one specific way or another, whether it's music or mathematics or art or any other area, they have their toy, their computer, and their computer is their paintbrushes or their chisel. Their computer is their scheme of mathematics or their theory of music and the action of music or their instruments. That's their computer. Now a child plays on the computer when given the opportunity. At first it's bang, 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 hit, 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 hit. And then, as the child learns that the computer is kind of a fun thing, that he can play games on there, the more games a child learns to play on the computer, the more the child falls in love with the computer. He falls in love with the possibilities that the computer can express himself in a beautiful way. There's a new program out that Microsoft is thinking about, and Apple is working on, and Apple has these touch screens, and many other screen creators have touch screens that you could touch them with your fingers and use your fingers instead of a mouse. Well, the theme is coming along to do that, and people are playing games on computers. And they're playing the games not with their mouses anymore, but with their fingers. And their fingers are the instrument for making the game take place. And as they trickle their fingers across the screen, the various activities of the game respond. And the screen responds, the game responds, and you're like working through an electronic situation. It's just sort of magical in a way. And it's like taking your fingers and painting. It's like taking your fingers and thinking through ideas and having the computer respond in beautiful ways. Now, a child would feel very at home with that, because that's like finger painting. And he's learns that early in life, that finger painting is a lot of fun. Many people Jesus finger painted before his people as he was telling stories of what he was believing. And as he was finger painting, people were drawn to that finger painting, and pretty soon they realized that what they were arguing about had little consequence. The computer is a wonderful and a dramatic experience. It is an open sesame to human beings if they would let it. Oh, many were born in ages where the computer did not exist, but in a lifespan, the computer was not and was, and the computer always was. It always had that ability. What people are doing on the computer now, children do is they lay on a pier or on a rock or at the edge of a stream or a brook or a lake or even at the edge of their bathtub. And they take their fingers and they swirl them around in the water of the bathtub. They make all sorts of pictures, which disappear as quickly as they create them. And they play in the sand and they make pictures there. Well, the dynamics of the screen technology has been with us always, and we've merely put it into work in different patterns, in different ways. And so, as I said, Microsoft is slow to realize how much and how important that is from the game psychology to the utilization of the computer psychology. Apple realizes it and has been working on it for quite a while, not as much as they could, but they're doing it because they have their special gadget on the computer where they touch their fingers and make the mouse run around up on the computer, on the screen. Now, the touch screen that the Apples are using, and the touch screen that the iPhones and iPods are using, the touch screens that are coming into being are so beautiful. They're beginning to demonstrate that the child's talent, the child's way of looking at things, is being expressed so beautifully and so marvelously on these things. It's interesting, on your iPhone, you take a picture. Take a picture with a telephone, isn't that something? You take a picture, and then you want to look at the picture, and you take your fingers and you spread them on the screen, and the picture gets bigger and bigger and bigger to whatever its max is, and then you can move the picture up or down or sideways so that it is in the center of the screen, and you can look at it and say, isn't that lovely? Now, here you are, you're working with thousands and thousands, millions perhaps, of pixels of light, of sound, of everything, and you're moving them around with your fingertips. And you're doing these things so lovely. Well, think about it too. You tune your radio or your television with your fingers. You tune the dial. You press switches. You have rheostats. You have light switches that go bright or dim by just moving your finger forward or back. Now, a child in a computer is a lesson to all of us. It's a lesson in not being afraid of it. We as adults who may not have been born in the era of the computer, but we are now, the computer is upon us, and we are mature and we are set in our ways. And because we're set in our ways, we learn very slowly. And a child who is born into the computer, he is not set in his ways. He looks at the computer and his father tells him, here, show me how to do this. And I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was working on my computers, and he says, my God, I never see anybody with so many computers. And I thought, well, that's nice. And he said, you know, you're just like a 14-year-old. You're just like a 14-year-old. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, that's a compliment, you know. A 14-year-old is not afraid of anything. He's not afraid of the computer. He's not afraid of what it can do and what it can't do. He just gets in there and uses it for its highest and best. And he said to me, Herb, that's just what you're doing. You're using your computers for your highest and best. Oh, you have so many things that you want to learn and so many things you want to reveal, and yet you're living your life and you're operating the university and you're doing all these other things, and you think, when do you have time to do these things? Well, that's a good point. When do you have time to do it? You don't worry about it. A child is learning languages in school. And in a European country, he may learn three or four languages. And he's learning these languages just by the way, as he is also learning mathematics and music, and he's learning grammar, he's learning articulation, he's learning community responsiveness, getting along with his fellow students. He's learning all sorts of things. And at home, he's learning how to get along with his family. He's learning how to manipulate his parents to get the highest and best for himself out of that. He's learning how to perhaps drive a car. He's learning how to do all of these things. He's a busy, busy, busy person. His mind is busy, and you think, how can he begin to comprehend these things? Well, he doesn't worry about it. He just takes it lesson by lesson. If we would take lesson by lesson, in one day, in our 8-hour day of concentrated direction, take that day and put 20 minutes on this, put an hour on that, put 15 minutes on this, and before you know it, we would be so alive, so vital, so dynamic. But we tend to go the other way. We tend to take on less and less. And we tend to give our attention to things that are not beneficial to us. We give our attention to the newspapers and magazines and the television experiences where it tells us about the bad things going on in the world. And we think that that's something we must be aware of. Well, I would say we must be aware of the good things going on in the world and compliment them and encourage them. We don't encourage our children to do the bad things. We encourage them to do the good things. We don't encourage ourselves to do the bad things. We encourage ourselves to do the good things. Children love to do the good things because with the good things, they get all sorts of wonderful kudos, wonderful compliments, and wonderful feelings of success and achievement. And it's a wonderful thing. But where are we? A child and a computer, he's right at home there. He takes it and does it whatever it can. When my son was 1.5 years old, he loved to drive our the speedboat that we had, and he would drive it on the Mississippi River, and he had his life jacket on, I had mine on, and he'd sit on my lap and steer the boat. And he wanted to always make the boat go in circles. He thought going in circles at high speeds was the most fun thing in the world. Well, I had to be careful that we didn't get flipped out of there and things like that. And I had to moderate his enthusiasm. But his enthusiasm was go, go, go. His enthusiasm knew no limitations, knew no fears. He had his dad there. He had nothing to worry about. And a child is like that. A child is uninhibited. And as a child is uninhibited and goes through life uninhibited, the child performs miracles. The child performs wonders. The child performs the magic for which the child is created. Can we become as a little child and enter into all the games of life? Can we become as a little child, not as a baby in swaddling clothes, but as a little child in our consciousness of being fearless, of being ignorant of any possibility that we cannot do something, and have only in our thought, in our imagination, in our dream, in our inner self, the thought, yes, I can do it, yes, I can do it. Just like our new President Obama, he says, yes, we can. Yes, we can. And hence, they do. And the world gathered around him and says, hey, I like that spirit, I like that attitude. Well, who wouldn't? That's a child's attitude. I can do it. We can do it. Yes, we can. Okay, now, a nurse in the hospital says to the patient, now let's take our bath, let's brush our teeth, let's do... Well, now, that's not really what the person wants to hear. The person wants to hear, okay, you are going to have a bath now, and that bath is going to make you feel so fresh and so alive and so ready to jump out of bed and say, I'm whole and perfect now. But if we say we're going to have our bath, well, what the hell are you doing intruding in my bath? My bath is my personal thing where I love my body and I wash my body and I rinse my body and I bless my body and I say, what a great body I have. Yeah, that's my bath. How about yours? That's a child's bath. A child is with glee in the tub, splashing and having a great time. Well, we want to become like a child. And as a child with a computer, we want to become unlimited. We have this tool that gives us the opportunity to express ourselves magically. A computer is not just for words, for word processing, not just for figures, not just for taking pictures, not just for all the things that it can do. It has potential in it that we haven't yet seen, we haven't yet dreamed, we haven't yet understood. And they're making the chips that contain the information that operate within a computer smaller and smaller, holding more and more information, more and more possibilities. And one day, just as you and I today have within us the allness, one day we'll have our computers express close to the allness of what their possibilities are. I choose to become as a child, innocent, eager, interested, vital, delighted in everything I do. And I may learn fast, I may learn slow, I may reveal it. It's a matter of revealing, because it's within me. And whenever I doubt it, I learn slow. And whenever I confirm it, then I learn quickly. And such is my life, such is my gift, such is my all. I want to be the child. I want to be the computer. The child is unlimited. The computer is unlimited. I want to live now, as I do, in my divine self, in my unlimited self, in my unconditionally loving self, in my self that says life is good and very good, and I'm right in the middle of it. And I am an illumined being, and I am divine, and I am wonderful. Yes, yes, yes. You know that. I know that. And everybody knows that. Join with me in that wonderful awareness, because it truly is. A child and a computer, that's what it's all about. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.